The project involves 16 Alaska communities, the statewide prevention and treatment organization Aquila, Inc., and the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation, or PIRE. Officials from the two nonprofits are trying to assess and address the abuse of everyday products among kids, products that, when ingested or inhaled, can cause injury or death. PIRE's Kristen Ogilvie gave a presentation to the Petersburg School Board at its October meeting.
The project entails really adapting, implementing, and evaluating a community prevention model that's based on evidence-based strategies. So strategies that have been shown to be effective that are being adapted for Alaska, largely, and also for this category of harmful legal products.
Those products include hundreds of common items, from toxic fuels and solvents to cough medicine and whipped cream canisters. Ogilvie was careful not to give a detailed list.
And we're really cautious not to sort of give a long list, especially since we're being recorded and broadcast. But this is a large category of products that there are probably over 1,500, for instance, in a local store of products that are very commonly accessed and used, available in homes, schools. And many of them folks know, but they're inhalable or ingestible and can be both harmful and can also produce euphoric effects or give a high.
The research portion of the project includes a voluntary survey of 5th, 6th, and 7th grade students in all 16 towns. That will happen later this fall. Then over the next 2 years, 8 of those towns, including Petersburg, will take part in the community intervention model that Ogilvie discussed. The other 8 towns will not participate in those efforts. Instead, they'll serve as a control group for comparison. The same students will be surveyed again as 7th, 8th, and 9th graders to evaluate the impact of the prevention efforts. The model includes increasing community awareness about the problem through public meetings and the media, as well as some special training for teachers and mental health counselors. There's also a focus on making it more difficult for kids to access the products in question, whether it's in the schools, in retail stores, or at home. Diane Ogilvie, Kristen Ogilvie's mother, is heading up the Aquila prevention effort.
Our whole goal is to reduce accessibility and availability. So we're working very, very hard with everyone through their increase to knowledge to see if you can reduce the inventory, if you can identify substitutions for many of the products that are not harmful, that you can monitor where those things are so that you can make sure that they're being used appropriately.
Ogilvie said the idea was not necessarily to eliminate the products in question.
Because a lot of these products are really important products to us. But simply said, if you can find a way to reduce the number of those products, if you could put those products in places where kids can have easy access to them, if you can substitute products that don't have the same effect, then in fact you're making a difference.
Aquila is providing Petersburg Mental Health Services with money for a part-time employee, training, and other resources to implement the local prevention efforts in town. PMHS will also be administering the student surveys for PIRE. Initially, some school board members and staff raised a few concerns. They questioned whether the survey itself may be an issue for some parents who fear it might introduce their kids to the idea of using these substances. According to PIRE's Kristen Ogilvie, kids are already hearing about these ideas through the media.
There are movies that are targeting children that kind of show, it's kind of a drug culture joke, but then also, especially in terms of inhalants, it even gets glorified within that. So there are messages being sent to these kids in lots of different ways. So so in terms of exposure, they probably have been exposed.
Also, Ogilvie emphasized that early adolescents are the most at-risk group for the use of these products, which is why they are targeted in the research and prevention efforts. And according to Aquila's Diane Ogilvie, studies show the misuse of these legal substances is a problem throughout Alaska.
In Alaska, there seems to be kind of an equator, and people think that north of Anchorage, these problems abound. But south of Anchorage, these problems don't exist. And I can tell you in the usability study, and in the Think Smart study, of the curriculum study, what we saw overwhelmingly is that it was equal across the state. In fact, if anything, it was a little higher in the southeast.
The 35-question student survey is voluntary. Parents have to sign a permission slip saying whether or not they want their child to participate. Also, a copy of the survey is available for review at the district office so parents can read through it before they have to make their decisions. Petersburg Mental Health Services will also have a trained staff member administering the survey, so they'll be available to talk about the issue with students afterwards. The local agency's involvement and the fact that parents can opt out helped reassure school board members who ultimately allowed the project to move forward. Pyre is hoping to have students take the surveys before Thanksgiving. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.